This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's hard to get a job if you have a criminal conviction or drug addiction in your past, but a company in St. James, 100 miles southwest of St. Louis, has embraced those employees and built a thriving business with their help. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports on how the owner's past has shaped the present company.
Phil Cohen had a troubled childhood. He was abused and turned to drugs and alcohol to try to numb the pain. He says when he was living in a commune, prayer led him to the right track and to woodworking.
There was this thing about working with my hands that I found a lot of relief in. I kept gravitating back to working with my hands and finding sanctuary in that.
Cohen left drugs and crime behind and started making things. He made pig pens for farmers, birdhouses, and wooden toy trucks. Eventually, he moved from Tennessee to St. James, where he opened a cabinetry shop. He didn't have much of a business plan or much confidence in himself, and assumed the people who worked for him might not either.
I didn't think anybody would work for me, so I hired people that nobody wanted to hire. I hired the kind of people that couldn't find a job, and they would have to work for somebody that nobody else would work for.
That began Cohen's practice of giving second chances to former drug addicts and criminals. And he says he adopted a Bible-centric management style, looking to faith rather than business books on how to treat people. The business grew from 8 employees in 2004 to 75 today, and more than half of them are former addicts or have a criminal conviction. Cohen is walking around his 55,000-square-foot factory floor where his company makes cabinets for medical facilities, offices, and stores. Walmart is one of their biggest customers. Cohen says he sees how the work helps his employees like it helped him.
The therapeutic value of working here and then just coming to a place where they feel cared for. You see them here the first week or two after they come. Or they just got out of rehab and they're just walking around all uptight. And then after a while, they just relax and start trusting each other.
One of those employees is Mel Stogstill. She's a former drug addict who's worked at Cohen Architectural Woodworking and Shipping and Receiving for more than 2 years. She's proud of what she and her coworkers have done with the second chance Cohen has given them.
And usually people who have hit their bottom are hungry for growth, and once they start growing, you know, within a year you might not even recognize them as the same person. There's just so much change.
The company focuses on growth, spiritual, emotional, and professional. They offer classes, group meetings, and professional development. Stogstill's husband, Scott, started at Cohen 8 years ago on the shop floor. He's been promoted and now works in the estimating department. He says his job is everything to him.
I mean, I look for people who are broken, and it's refreshing to know there's somebody out there who wants to give people like me a second chance at a career. I have a career now. I didn't have that before. I didn't even dream I would have, to be honest. After my past.
Cohen doesn't have a formal program to bring in people with a troubled history. Rather, they're open-minded, and word of mouth has let people know it's a place you can apply for work, even with a conviction or drug addiction in your past. Beth Huebner teaches criminal justice at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. She says businesses like Cohen's are rare, but could serve as a model to solve the big problem of people with a conviction struggling to find a good job. Huebner says Cohen doesn't treat his employees with a past any differently.
They do have a criminal conviction, they have been in prison, but they want, in terms of employment, the same things that you or I would want. They want a community, they want, you know, goals. They want a long-term trajectory and a fair wage.
Huebner says it will take more than just business owners like Cohen to fix the problem. She advocates for more government intervention, like removing the question about past criminal convictions from job applications. Cohen is 69 years old. He says he doesn't have any plans to stop doing what he's doing.
That's what gets me up in the morning, to know that I can come here and change lives.
Cohen says he may retire, but he won't stop coming to work. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.